Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be looking at a very interesting question. And that question, a lot of people ask this question, you know, and that question, it's a question that nobody knows the answer to without the help and assistance of religion and revelation. Because science can't really tell us anything about this. It's impossible for them to kind of, learn about this or tell us anything about this through, sensory experience and these kind of things. And that is, what happens to the souls of human beings when they die in the purgatory and in the grave? First of all, before we get to that question, let's kind of analyze what the meaning of the purgatory is. In one verse of the Holy Quran, we read that ahead of them is a barrier until the day they will be resurrected, which kind of alludes to the fact that between death and the resurrection, there is an intermediary state for the believer, which they call the purgatory. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "By Allah, I fear for you the barzakh, the purgatory." He was asked, "What is the barzakh?" He replied, "The grave, from the day one dies until the day of judgment," right? So this is the response to the question regarding what is the barzakh. Now, the question we would like to address today is, what exactly happens to the souls of people in the barzakh? So let's divide this topic into two subtopics. Let's first analyze what happens to the souls of the believers in the purgatory, and then we can see, maybe if we have time, to see what happens to the souls of the disbelievers in the purgatory. Fortunately, the answer to this question has been answered in religious texts, and we have an answer for that in the form of verses of the Holy Quran and Hadith. In one verse of the Holy Quran we read, Do not suppose that those who were slain in the way of Allah to be dead, rather they are living and provided for near their Lord, which indicates the fact that the souls of the believers, at least specifically the martyr and the people who are slain in the path of Allah, they are taken care of, they're alive, and they are provided with, and they are proximate to God. They're in a state of qurb and proximity to God. In one hadith, we also read the following: the souls of the believers will be in chambers in paradise, eating of its food and drinking its drinks, and visiting one another, saying, "O Lord, bring the final hour so that you may fulfill what you promised us." Right? Which kind of indicates the fact that these people will enjoy some of the blessings of paradise, but it will be an incomplete enjoyment. And then, you know, these people will be anticipating the completion of their rewards on the day of resurrection, and hastening and praying to God that God would, hasten this. Regards to the souls of the disbelievers in the purgatory, what happens to them? The answer to this question can also, again, be found in the form of a hadith from Imam Sadiq. He said that the souls of disbelievers are in the fire of hell, exposed to it, saying, "O Lord, our Lord, delay the final hour, and do not fulfill what you warned against us." This is a contrary to and in contrast to the first hadith. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at what happens to the souls of the believers in the purgatory. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Hallelujah.